One of the big things that's going to feature in tomorrow night's budget is the idea of giving single parents the ability to buy a house with only a 2% deposit. This is the federal government's way of trying to support single parents to get into the housing market. That sounds wonderful. It sounds fantastic until we realise that by pouring more buyers into the market, it's going to force up housing prices. And single parents who did have a 2% deposit with that higher price may now only have a 1.9% deposit, which means they won't be eligible. Why is the federal government still looking at trying to interfere by pouring money into the market when the easiest thing that the federal government can do is to take all the land that they own, sell it off, and have new houses built on that? That increases the supply of housing. That makes sure that people who need housing will get housing, and nobody is left behind because the prices won't be artificially inflated by government money. I would have thought that would have been perfectly obvious. Apparently, the federal government would rather borrow more money and put us further in debt. That's good management.